right, everybody. Welcome to Unscripted Unlimited, this very special edition of Unscripted Unlimited. I am your host this evening, Doug Hummer. We got a very special episode for you here tonight. We're going to do, for the first time ever, we're kind of taking a page out of our wrestling playbook, and instead of doing a fantasy warfare wrestling tournament, we're going to put cartoons against each other instead. And joining me for this special episode, of course, my trusty sidekick, Eric.
What's up?
Much. Stevie's here.
Hey, how's it going?
Pretty good. Joining us for the first time in a while, my buddy Rick is here.
Hey, how's it going?
Very good. And coming back to the show for the first time in a few months, Sean is here.
Hello.
All right. Before we get started, a couple plugs out of the way. Make sure you listen to Boxman and Smart, the Dirt Sheet Dudes, every Wednesday night, mixer.com/dirtsheetdudes. Run 10:15, 10:20 Eastern Time. That can be found on all major podcast platforms. And then tonight, of course, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time, they will be on for the Hollywood Hangout, which is their movie show. You talk about old movies. About 9:30 p.m. Eastern Time tonight. So mixer.com/dirtsheetdudes for that. Listen to us 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time every Friday night for the Unscripted Wrestling Podcast. This upcoming Friday night, Settle It in the Ring will return. That is our debate show. I will be going up against two opponents that Daniel has chosen. I don't know who they are yet because he has not told me, and he's not here, so I can't ask him. But that'll be this upcoming Friday night. On November the 12th, we're going to be talking Survivor Series 1995 with Barry Horowitz. He's going to be on. And got some other stuff planned in the near future that I'll announce in the coming weeks. Of course, join us on Saturdays for Unscripted Unlimited. Of course, tonight is the cartoon tournament. Next week, next Saturday night, we will be tier listing Big Brother house guests. So that'll be next Saturday here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. For the Unscripted Unlimited show, probably around same time you're listening to this, probably around 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Tomorrow, you can catch Daniel and Mindy for the Scaredy Cats, 3 p.m. Eastern Time, here on blogtalkradio.com/everythingunscripted. They're going to talk the Farming Jarvis trilogy of Friday the 13th. You can catch Eric, Cliniff, and Stevie this upcoming week, Tuesday or Wednesday, guys.
Probably Tuesday.
Okay.
I have to double check what's coming.
All right. So look for them Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern time, same channel. Now, Sean, why don't you go ahead and plug your YouTube channel and your Twitch, because I can never pronounce your YouTube channel.
Oh, it's just called Elite Diplodoc. All it is basically videos of me sucking at video games. And then eventually my actual roller hockey games that I play up in Lockport. That's basically it.
Okay. And what's the name of the
Elite
Twitch?
Elite Diplodoc. Okay. Elite Diplodoc is my YouTube channel, and Sneaky Fetty is my Twitch, but I normally just stream on YouTube now.
Okay. All right, so listen to that. And then, Stevie, your podcast is coming up soon, right?
Yeah, it is. I have the hockey podcast December 2nd, Hockey Unlimited. That begins December 2nd at 5 o'clock. And I got the wrestling podcast January 11th at 6 o'clock. I'll be doing on Block Talk Radio.
Okay. Very good. All right. So make sure you keep an ear out for that. All right. So... That's pretty much it for the plug. So let's get into the tournament here, and I'll explain what the hell we're doing.
Thank you.
Anytime. So basically, we have this concept that we do for the wrestling show every couple of months. It's called Fantasy Warfare. And what we have been doing for Fantasy Warfare is, like, we kind of had, like, different titles. Like, we had the world title, tag titles, women's title, U.S. title, TV title, all that stuff. And we had tournaments for it. And what we do is, like, basically, because I'm the one that came up with the idea, I'm the boss. So technically, like, I'm the Vince McMahon of this whole thing, which makes me want to shoot myself. But but what we'll do is basically, huh?
So you could be Eric Bischoff if it makes you better.
That actually does make it a little better. Thank you, Sean.
You're welcome.
But so what we basically have here is, like, for the tournament, what we'll do is I'm the boss and you guys are my, you know, booking committee, so to speak. And we'll kind of have, like, this meeting. I'll present, like, the different, like, in this case, cartoon matchups, and we'll kind of debate, you know, which one's better, which one should move on to the next round. And, like, but ultimately also because, like, I am the, you know, head of the committee, like, technically, like, I'm the one that has the final say, but, of course, I do listen to everybody's debate, and, you know, if everybody feels strongly about it, we will go a certain, you know, we will go a certain way. Because, you know, there's been plenty of times where Eric and Stevie have both disrupted mine and Daniel's booking. But for here, we have 32 cartoons. So basically, it's going to be five rounds. And the 32 cartoons, here's the cartoon matches. And Eric came up with the first round matches. He seeded them, so they're seeded 1 through 32. So we have the number one seeded Jetsons. Eric, did you do the seeding by random?
Yeah, I did on a website.
Okay.
And I put them in, and then whatever it was, 1, and whatever it was, 32.
Okay, all right. So that explains why the Jetsons are number one, because the Jetsons wouldn't even – we have 32 cartoons here. Jetsons wouldn't even make it to 35. But we have – the number one seeded Jetsons taking on the number 32 seeded Captain Planet. The number 2 seeded Hey Arnold taking on the number 31 seeded Flintstones. Number 3 Kim Possible versus number 30 Gargoyles. Number 4 Doug versus number 29 Animaniacs. Number 5 Tailspin versus number 28 Real Ghostbusters. Number 6 Johnny Bravo versus number 27 Scooby-Doo. Number 7, Tiny Toon Adventures versus number 26, South Park. Number 8, Freakazoid versus number 25, Family Guy. Number 9, Heathcliff versus number 24, DuckTales. Number 10, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles versus number 23, SpongeBob SquarePants. Number 11, Batman the Animated Series versus number 22, Thundercats. Number 12, Ren and Stimpy versus number 21, Powerpuff Girls. Number 13, Goof Troop versus number 20, Rugrats. Number 14, Justice League Unlimited versus number 19, Dexter's Laboratory. And number 15, Smurfs versus number 18, The Simpsons. And number 16, Courage the Cowardly Dog versus number 17, X-Men the Animated Series. So that is our first round. But let's start, obviously, with the first matchup of this first round. It's number 1, the Jetsons. These guys here. If they win, I'll play more of the music. I didn't know that the opening line was going to take so long to play. Taking on number 32, Captain Planet.
Fire, wind, water,
heart,
go planet!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
Captain Planet.
Anyway, all right. So that is our first round matchup: the Jetsons and Captain Planet and the Planeteers. Now, Rick, I'm actually going to toss it to you first, if you haven't already fallen asleep by all the talking I've done over the last 10 minutes.
No, I'm here.
All right. Now, when it comes to the Jetsons and Captain Planet, were you, like, a big fan of either one of them?
I mean, I watched both, not as much Captain Planet as I did the Jetsons. I would say I liked the Jetsons more.
Okay.
I just found that cartoon more enjoyable than Captain Planet.
Okay. I mean, to be honest with you, and again, I've brought this up, you know, many times, and we actually are going to do a special episode at the end of the month of November where we kind of debate, like, the Jetsons and Scooby-Doo and the Flintstones, because I always consider them to be, like, the top three cartoons, you know, of the 60s and 70s. So that'll be a debate that comes, you know, next month. But the Jetsons, like, I always thought were, like, the weaker of those three. As far as, like, them and Captain Planet, like, I did enjoy Captain Planet a lot as a kid, but because, like, after, like, 90, you know, they stopped making new episodes in 96, and I think by 99 they weren't really syndicated that much. So I really didn't get a chance to watch them, you know, past, like, the age of, like, 12 or 13. But Jetsons were on a lot up until at least, like, you know, 10, 12 years ago. And so, like, I probably watched more of the Jetsons than I did Captain Planet. Stevie, I'm going to throw it to you. When it comes to the Jetsons and Captain Planet, which one did you like better and why?
It comes to Captain Planet.
Captain Planet or the Jetsons?
I didn't watch Captain Planet that much, but I did watch the Jetsons on Cartoon Network. I like the Jetsons more.
Okay. All right. Eric, we'll throw it to you. Jetsons or Captain Planet, which one did you like better and why?
I didn't watch Captain Planet, so I have to say the Jetsons, too. I watched that more. I'm more familiar with that. I thought that was a better show, too.
Yeah.
I mean,
the Jetsons were unique because basically, like, yeah, they were a cartoon, but they were also considered, because they were on in prime time in the 60s, they were considered a sitcom.
Oh, wow.
So yeah, they were more popular, but also too, they did get more, you know, airtime. And Captain Planet is funny because Captain Planet was one of the very few cartoons that was actually developed by Turner Home Entertainment. So the same guy that created that, you know. Well, not created WCW, but, you know, that owned WCW, Ted Turner, also owned Captain Planet. And, you know, at one point also did own the Jetsons, too, because he bought the Hanna-Barbera library. So he could play that on his network.
Oh, yeah, I remember it was on TNT. That's where I watched it.
Yeah.
On TBS, I mean.
Yeah, it was more on TBS. Because back in the 90s... TBS was more, you know, for, like, the sitcoms and the cartoons and obviously, you know, the wrestling, you know, especially in the early 90s. TNT was more where they had the drama series and the movies.
What?
Yeah, and sports, too. Except for, you know, the Braves were always on TBS.
Yeah.
But, all right, Sean, I'm going to throw it to you, even though I already kind of know your answer because you pointed it out earlier when I posted this on Facebook. The Jetsons and the Captain Planet, which one did you like better and why?
I actually grew up watching the Jetsons, but a little birdie told me that Captain Planet should be considered better because he was a hero. But I'd still go with the Jetsons.
You're still going with the Jetsons?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't believe in heroes.
Yeah. I mean, the funny thing is that, like, as far as the cartoon and, like, kind of the fan base, I always felt like there was a bigger fan base for the Jetsons just because of, like, that era, because a lot of older people, you know, people that grew up in the 60s and 70s, like, you know, they watched, obviously, the Jetsons. And I'm not saying that a lot of the kids in the 90s didn't watch Captain Planet. I mean, I did, but to be honest with you, I can barely remember half the stuff that happened on there. I remember a lot more of the Jetsons than I do Captain Planet. So, all right, I'm going to take it around the table here. All right, Rick, we're going to start with you. Who should move on to the next round, the Jetsons or Captain Planet?
I'm going to say the Jetsons.
Okay. All right, Stevie.
I would say the Jetsons.
All right. Eric?
Jetsons.
All right. Sean?
Jetsons.
All right. It's a clean sweep. We'll put the Jetsons in the next round. It makes more sense because of, again, I think they had, like, the bigger impact. I mean, I still do think they were the weaker of, like, the big three, you know, the weaker of, like, those big three cartoons from the 60s, you know, them and Flintstones and Scooby-Doo. But I do think that their the fan base for them is stronger than, you know, Captain Planet, even though, you know, like Sean said, Captain Planet was a hero. But, again, he was also, you know, one of those environmental heroes. Not that there's anything wrong with that. It's just, you know, Batman could probably kick his ass. All right. Next up, the second match of the second round, we got number 2 seeded Hey Arnold taking on number 31 seeded the Flintstones. Play a little bit of Hey Arnold here. If I can hit the button. Here we go. Here we go.
Hey Arnold!
It's an all right theme song. It's kind of I wouldn't necessarily say it's catchy, but this one I would.
I liked it.
That song, I would say, is more catchy than Hey Arnold's theme song. But, all right, Rick.
Oh, definitely.
Rick, we'll definitely start with you again. Hey Arnold and the Flintstones, which cartoon did you like better and why?
I like Hey Arnold more, though. I think it was just better written, more modern than the Flintstones as well. Obviously, you know, Flintstones was the Stone Age, and Hey Arnold was, you know, present day. But I don't know. I just kind of like the adventures they had in Hey Arnold, but more than what was going on in Flintstones.
Yeah, I mean, and I can kind of see that. I mean, me personally, like, I'll say Flintstones over just about anybody, except for maybe the Ninja Turtles. But, like, I will give it to Hey Arnold. Like, I did like the, you know, the premise of Arnold and, you know, his friends and his grandparent, you know, his grandparents, you know, his grandfather, and, you know, Helga having that, you know, unhealthy obsession with him. But, like, So, like, you know, that was kind of like the premise of that. And again, like, you know, when that show came out, it was, you know, mid-90s. And, you know, Rick, like you said, you know, it's more modern, obviously, because the Flintstones was set in the Stone Age. But, like, you know, kind of growing up, you know, I kind of, like yourself, I kind of grew up on Hey Arnold. I mean, I grew up on a lot of these. But, you know, Hey Arnold was just, you know, I thought of it as a very well-written show, too. But, again, you know, the Flintstones, in my opinion, it's one of the best cartoons out there. I love the premise. I mean, I said it a few weeks ago when we did it as a spotlight on this show. I feel like personally I can relate to both Fred and Barney. So, like, you know, obviously I vote for Flintstones all day, but Stevie, we'll go to you next. Hey Arnold and the Flintstones, which cartoon did you like better and why?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I liked both, but I would rather say Hey Arnold because I grew up on watching it. I did watch a little bit of the Flintstones, but I watched more of Hey Arnold. So I think Hey Arnold was like more enjoyable to watch as a kid growing up. So I would say Hey Arnold.
Alrighty. I mean, yeah. I mean, a lot of people, especially like, you know, younger people, probably would say, hey, because if you put a younger, you know, somebody younger in front of the TV, like if you have two TVs in a room or whatever, and you have Hey Arnold on one TV and and Flintstones on the other, and you have, like, you know, a little kid in the room, they're probably going to watch Hey Arnold better because I feel like they can better relate, or they could probably better understand, you know, Hey Arnold than they could the Flintstones. But Eric, we'll throw it to you. Hey Arnold and the Flintstones, which did you like better and why?
I like both shows, like the last two guys. But I watch Hey Arnold more. I grew up with that more. That's part of my childhood, I think, more. So I'll say Hey Arnold, but slightly.
Okay. I mean, I think we're headed towards our first upset here, but we'll see when I go one more shot around. But all right, Sean, we'll head it to you next. Hey Arnold and the Flintstones. Which did you like better and why?
I grew up watching Hey Arnold, but I would have to go with the Flintstones.
Okay.
So, well, not solely, but because, you know, it came out with Fruity Pebbles. And it was just a little more enjoyable to watch with, like, you know, silly little antics instead of, like, modern-day problems that Hey Arnold kind of took.
Okay. I mean, again, like, I do agree with you. I like the Flintstones better. Eric, I hear it's somewhat of an echo. Can you fix that real quick?
Yeah.
Live radio. I think so. It should be fine. All right. Live radio, folks. All right. So, I mean, Sean, I agree with you. Like, I like the Flintstones better. Again, because the Flintstones, you know, they had, it's not just because of the Fruity Pebbles, even though Fruity Pebbles is one of my favorite cereals. I know, Rick probably didn't like Fruity Pebbles, especially when they put John Cena on the box for a little while.
I love Fruity Pebbles.
Okay. Even when they put Cena on the box?
Well, whatever. I don't hate John Cena. I like him more when he first broke onto the scene.
When he was the doctor of Thugonomics. So, all right, take it around the table real quick here. All right, Rick, which one should move on to round two? Hey Arnold or the Flintstones?
Hey Arnold.
Okay. Stevie?
Hey, Arnold.
All right. Eric?
I'm going to say Flintstones with more classics, even though I like Hey Arnold slightly better.
Okay. All right, Sean?
Flintstones.
Okay. All right, I'm going to kind of break the tie here, and I'm going to say the Flintstones, obviously, because, again, personal preference and all that. And this is obviously this is the first of probably many ones we probably will not agree on.
Probably next one, too.
Yeah, this, I can't wait to hear what everybody's going to say about this next one. But so we'll have the Flintstones move on only because, again, I felt like they made a bigger impact on, you know, on people over the years. Because, again, like, Hey Arnold, you really don't hear a lot of people talk about Hey Arnold that much anymore. I mean, a lot of people don't talk as much about the Flintstones anymore as they used to, but because Fruity Pebbles is still around and, you know, you could still, there's still like a value out there for like Flintstones merchandise. So.
Exactly. If you go to a 13-year-old, they won't know what Hey Arnold is.
Some of them might.
Okay.
Especially if their parents have these streaming services. But is everybody okay? I mean, I know Rick and Stevie, you guys, you know, voted for Hey Arnold, but are you guys okay with the Flintstones moving on?
Yeah, I'm okay with it.
Yeah, fine, yeah.
Okay. All right. Matchup number three. We have the number three seeded Kim Possible versus number 30 Gargoyles. So let's play a little bit of Kim Possible song here.
Oh yeah, yeah. I'm your basic average girl, and I'm here to save the world. You can't stop me cause I'm Kim Possible. There is nothing I can do. When things are tough, just know that I am on my way.
Okay, I will have to say this. That song is kind of catchy.
It is.
Yeah. Rick, I know you were singing along to it. I mean, not out loud, silently, but.
Oh yeah, let me tell you.
All right, let's play a little bit of Gargoyles here.
1,000 years ago, superstition and the sword ruled. It was a time of darkness. It was a world of fear. It was the age of gargoyles. Stone by day, warriors by night. We were betrayed by the humans we had sworn to protect, frozen in stone by a magic spell for 1,000 years. Now here in Manhattan.
Okay. Not necessarily as catchy, but that also has to do with the fact that it was more, you know, somebody talking than really music. All right, Kim, or not Kim, Rick. Rick, we'll start with you. I get Kim Possible on the brain. Rick, we'll start with you. Kim Possible or Gargoyles, which did you like better and why?
Well, I never really watched Kim Possible, and I only really watched a little bit of the Gargoyles, so I'm going to have to say Gargoyles based on that. Although, okay. In the few episodes I did watch the Gargoyles, I did like. This right. Wasn't one of my favorites growing up.
Yeah, it really wasn't, and I'm sure I'm going to upset quite a few people, including probably Rick, some people that you and I hang out with when I come home once a year. But I'm actually going to say I like Kim Possible better. And because I could never really get into Gargoyles that much. Now, like, I watched a few episodes of it a few weeks ago because obviously I have Disney Plus. And, like, it was, you know, it's okay, you know, watching it now. But, like, for some reason, I just thought Kim Possible was better. I kind of, you know, I thought the show was funny. I thought, you know, Will Friedle did a wonderful job voicing Ron Possible. But yeah, like, for some reason, like, I like Kim Possible better. But Stevie, we'll toss it to you. Which one did you like better and why?
I never really watched any of Gargoyles, but I did watch some of Kim Possible. So I'd probably go with Kim Possible because I did watch some of it.
Okay. All right, Eric?
I didn't really watch either one, but I think Kim Possible is more more familiar, I guess, because I've heard that more. So I'll go with Kim Possible.
Okay. All right, Sean, Kim Possible or Gargoyles, which did you like better and why?
Kim Possible. I never watched any of the Gargoyles.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, like, again, because for me personally, Gargoyles was always on, like, because it was part of that Disney One Saturday Morning block, you know, back in the mid-90s when it was on. But, like, it always came on at, like, 11 o'clock in the morning. And, like, it was, what's it called? And by like 11 o'clock in the morning, I was basically told I had chores to do. I couldn't watch any more cartoons. So I really didn't get to watch it that much. Kim Possible, you know, I did get to watch more of because that's one of the cartoons that that my brother grew up on. You know, my sister was a fan of it too. And I just kind of got into it. And it's, you know, again, catchy theme song. I thought the premise was kind of cool. And again, you know, they were voiced by, you know, people that were already familiar with the Disney Channel. Chrissy Carlson Romano voiced Kim Possible. Will Friedle, obviously, of Boy Meets World, voiced Ron Stoppable. So, and I always liked the kind of the chemistry that Kim Possible and Ron Stoppable had with one another. And I believe that they actually, that Disney Channel actually did do a Kim Possible movie. So, you know, there's that too. But also too, like with Gargoyles, the Gargoyles kind of had that Star Trek fan base because a lot of the people that were on Star Trek, you know, the Next Generation, they actually voiced the characters in Gargoyles. I don't know if anybody knew that or not. But, so, like, you know, Gargoyles, again, they have that Star Trek fan base. But, all right, take it around the table. Rick, which one do you think should move on, Kim Possible or the Gargoyles?
Gargoyles.
Okay. All right, Stevie?
Kim Possible.
All right. Eric?
Kim Possible.
All right. Sean?
Kim Possible.
All right. Rick, I hate to do this to you two times in a row, but Kim Possible's moving on.
That's fine. Like I said, I've never really watched it, so I really have no opinion about it.
Yeah. Rick has become the Terry Taylor of our booking committee. Nobody listens to a damn thing he says. I mean, you guys would actually have to know who Terry Taylor is in order to get that joke. But anyway, so moving on, we have number
four.
Do you
have Kim Possible too?
Yeah, I'm picking Kim Possible, too. So, moving on, we have the number four seeded Doug Taking on the number 29 seeded Animaniacs. All right, so we got Doug versus Animaniacs. Rick, we'll start with you. Which one did you like better and why?
That's a tough one. I love both of those growing up. I had to pick one, though.
I mean, you could tell us what you like. You could tell us what you liked about both of them. I mean, you don't have to make a decision now until I take it around the table. I ask which one moves on.
Yeah, I would probably say Animaniacs anyway. Just all the goofy things that went on that show. Just definitely a lot of laughs whenever you watch it when you were a kid. Whenever I was a kid.
Yeah, and they were part of, you know, they were kind of part of that that WB block. Because obviously, you know, they were created by Warner Brothers. You know, same people that came up with Tiny Toon Adventures. Same people, and obviously Pinky and the Brain was a spinoff of Animaniacs, right, Rick?
Pretty sure, yeah.
So Animaniacs, obviously, very successful. I personally was not necessarily a fan of that show. I just never really could get into it. I would usually get as far as the theme song because I liked the theme song. And then, like, I would watch the show, but I'd always be doing something, like, in the background or whatever because I'd always wait for – because if it was on, like, Cartoon Network – like, that would come on, and then afterwards, I'm pretty sure, like, Tasmania or something would come on or whatever. So, like, I could never really get into – I mean, I did watch it. But, again, like, I could never really, like, pay attention to it. I mean, Doug, on the other hand, except for the fact that, you know, I used to get made fun of because of the show. And people would actually come up to me and start humming the theme song. Rick, you actually used to do it to me, too.
I did it a couple of times. I didn't really follow you around all the time.
No, not all the time. There was a couple of times, though, where, like, you'd walk, where I'd walk past you, and I'd just start to hear you, you know, hum the theme song, and it's just like, you know, how old are we? But I always enjoyed, because, again, I was a huge fan of the cartoon. And, again, Doug's theme song was catchy. And they actually, when Doug actually moved over to Disney, they actually did, like, an updated version of his theme.
Oh.
Which you can actually, you know, listen to if you watch the show on Disney Plus. So
I will check that out.
Yeah. So, like, the first few seasons of Doug when he was on Nickelodeon, they're on Paramount Plus now. I don't know if they're still on Hulu or not, but I know they're on Paramount Plus now. The last, like, season or two, actually last couple of seasons, I believe, when they moved to Disney, are on Disney Plus. But, yeah, like, I used to get made fun of for Doug all the time because my best friend in elementary school, his name was Nick. And they would, and so, like, what would happen is, like, all the kids would come up and be like, hey, do you watch Doug on Nick or something like that? Because there would always be a play on, because the kids in school were assholes, and they thought that my buddy Nick and I were a couple of poofs. So, but, like, anyway, that's another story for another counseling session. But, Stevie, we'll move on to you. Doug or Animaniacs, which one did you like better and why?
I did not watch much of the Animaniacs, but I watched more of Doug growing up on Nickelodeon. So I would say Doug would probably – I'll go with Doug because I watched some more of that cartoon.
Okay. I mean, they're both, again, I was never necessarily a fan of the Animaniacs, but I will admit, you know, that they did have their fan base. But Doug also had his fan base, and, you know, the cast of characters on the show, you know, because you had Doug, you had his sister Judy, you had his best friend Skeeter. You had the dog Porkchop. You had Patty Mayonnaise. You had Roger Klotz. You know, the villain.
Yeah.
And, you know, I always just thought, like, I really enjoyed the show, despite the fact that, you know, I got made fun of for it, but oh well. Now, Eric, which one did you like better and why?
I like Doug better because I watch that more. So I like Doug.
Okay. All right. Sean, which one did you like better and why?
Oh, that's a man. Probably Animaniacs just because it was, to me, more enjoyable to watch. I thought Doug was kind of boring and, in a sense, weird, but again, that was in the 90s.
Well, that's also what your brother used to say about me.
Right.
But anyway, all right, so take it around the table real quick. Rick, which one should move on to the next round, Doug or Animaniacs?
Animaniacs.
Okay. Stevie?
I would say Doug.
All right. Eric?
Doug.
Okay. And Sean?
Animaniacs.
Okay. And so, of course, I'll break the tie here. And as much as I did enjoy Doug, and, like, again, I'm not necessarily a fan of the Animaniacs, I'm actually going to say, just based on the fact that of their following and how popular, you know, they still are, because I still hear of people buying, you know, Animaniac stuff and, you know, people still being a fan of them and, you know, those Animaniac pop dolls, you know, people buy a lot of those. So I'm actually going to go with, and it hurts me because I'm going against my namesake here, but I'm going to say Animaniacs is going to move on.
I'm kind of surprised he did that. I understand that.
Yeah. Just because of popularity and the popularity and the following. So, Eric and Stevie, are you guys okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
All right, cool.
I did the same thing with the Flintstones, too, so that's why I did it was more popular.
All righty. Moving on to the next matchup in the first round, we have the number 5 seeded Tailspin versus the number 28 seeded Real Ghostbusters. I do not have themes for either one of them, so that's about a minute we can save there. But Rick, we'll start with you. Tailspin or Real Ghostbusters, which one did you like better and why?
It's Real Ghostbusters.
I'm going to say the Real Ghostbusters. I would say I probably watched more of that than I did Tailspin, although I did occasionally catch an episode of Tailspin, but I just, you know, it's Ghostbusters, you know. Love the movies.
Right.
The fact that they kind of incorporated Slammer more into the cartoon is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, I think, like, after, like, the fourth season, they actually started calling the show Slimer and the Real Ghostbusters. So,
yeah, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah. No, yeah, I'm pretty sure that they did. And it's actually funny. I actually have a DVD set of the Real Ghostbusters here at the house.
I know they had them on Hulu for a while, like all the after all the seasons.
Yeah, they're not. Yeah, they're not on Hulu anymore, right?
I don't think so. I haven't really looked for them in a while, but
yeah. But yeah, no, I would. To be honest with you, I would probably say Real Ghostbusters 2, just because Tailspin. Even though I like Tailspin, to me, again, you know, Rick, like yourself, I was always a fan of the Ghostbusters movies. And the cartoon was just, because I would watch the cartoon every morning before school or before elementary school. So that was, you know, always a fond memory of mine. So obviously I would say I enjoyed Real Ghostbusters more myself. Stevie, which one did you like better and why?
Well, I never watched any of the, I think the Tailspins, but I watch more of Ghostbusters because I like the cartoon and I love the movie. So if I were to pick one, I would go with Ghostbusters.
Okay. All right. Eric?
I'm going to go with Ghostbusters too because I'm more familiar with that. I don't remember watching either one as for the cartoon, but I watched the Ghostbusters movie.
All right, Sean, this might be a little bit out of your realm of expertise here because you are the youngest one on the panel.
I would have
to
go with Ghostbusters just because I have never heard of the other one.
You've never heard of Tailspin?
I've never heard of Tailspin. Not.
Do you
nope.
have Disney Plus?
I do not.
Okay. But yeah, Tailspin basically, the Jungle Book, the original Jungle Book animated movie from the 60s. Baloo, the main character for Tailspin, the big bear, he was actually the main character, or one of the main characters in the Jungle Book movie. So that's kind of what Tailspin is based off of.
Yeah, no clue.
Yeah. So, all right. So, take it around the table real quick. All right, Rick, which one do you think should move on to the next round?
Real Ghostbusters.
Okay. Stevie?
Ghostbusters.
Eric?
Ghostbusters.
All right. And Sean?
Ghostbusters.
Okay. All right. So that settles it. Real Ghostbusters moves on. Next
please,
up.
Please.
Yeah. About time. all right. Next up, we have number 6, Johnny Bravo. Versus the 27th seeded
Scooby-Doo.
So let's get a little of his.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? Help from you now.
All right. So Scooby-Doo and Johnny Bravo, I think it's a huge mismatch. But Rick, we'll start with you again.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Rick, we'll start with you again. Which one did you like better and why?
Definitely going to have to be Scooby-Doo. That was such a big part of my childhood growing up. I used to fall asleep watching episodes of Scooby-Doo all the time. And I mean, there were just so many spin-offs, and especially the ones where they had like all the special guests, like the Globetrotters, Batman and Robin, and all them. And then, I don't know, I know a lot of people don't like him, but I always liked Scrappy-Doo, too. Not the movie version.
I actually did like him. But yeah, no, I'm with you there on the, especially on the special guest. I loved it when the Three Stooges were on. When the Three Stooges were the guests on there.
Oh, I didn't know that. Wow.
Yeah, yeah. It was called like the new Scooby-Doo movies or something like that, right, Rick?
I wasn't aware that the Three Stooges were ever in the Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, they were.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Okay.
Hmm. Yeah, they were on there. Again, like you said, the Globetrotters. Don Knotts was on there.
Yep.
The Addams Family did an appearance on there.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, no, I'll agree with you. See, I always thought Johnny Bravo was annoying.
Me too.
Because, you know, he thought he was God's gift to women.
Especially if you watch it back now, it's very, like, you'll notice a lot of, like, sexual, like, small comments throughout the entire show.
Yeah, I could never get into Johnny Bravo. I thought he was just a big idiot. But yeah, no, for me it would be Scooby all the way too. Stevie, which one did you like better and why?
I would say Scooby-Doo, only because I grew up watching it as a kid and I didn't really care for Johnny Bravo that much. So I would choose Scooby-Doo.
Okay. Eric?
Absolutely Scooby-Doo. I mean, I never saw Johnny Bravo either. So, yeah, Scooby-Doo is part of my childhood.
All right. And Sean, obviously, you're in the same boat.
Yeah, definitely Scooby-Doo. I thought Johnny Bravo was kind of it was very dumb.
Oh, yeah. 100%. So instead of just taking it, because I'm pretty sure I know where we're all going to go here. So instead of just taking it around the table, should we all just be in agreement that Scooby-Doo's moving on?
Yes, 100%.
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. And Rick, you're okay with that too?
Yep, absolutely.
Okay. All right, very good. All right, next up, you talk about cartoons from two different sides of the spectrum. The number seven seeded Tiny Toon Adventures versus the number 26 seeded South Park.
This is the one I've been waiting for.
Yeah. All right. Well, you know what? Then let's switch things up a little bit, too. Sean, you said you were waiting for it. We're going to start with you on this one. Which one did you like better and why?
By far, South Park, because, you know, they've been on for, you know, almost, what, 25 plus years, something like that. And it's, you know, how do I explain it? Because, you know, they're always crazy, but I think they're the only cartoon that could always get away with making fun of somebody, getting sued, winning the lawsuit, and then just making fun of them even more. And especially when they did the Kanye West, Kim Kardashian episode about her being a troll or a hobbit. That was amazing. So, yeah,
and
definitely
didn't they get in trouble with China?
Oh, yeah, because one of the recent ones is, I'm not sure if you are all familiar with the characters, but Randy started a weed farm, and he wanted to put integrity into China, so he smuggled weed into China. And, yeah, that's a whole episode on itself. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Even the World of Warcraft episode they did was, at the time, because that was, like, earlier 2000, I think, like, maybe 2006 or 7, with the animation they did between the actual gameplay of World of Warcraft and switching it back to their own animation was, I think, amazing, like, perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I will agree with you. I love South Park. I love South Park a lot. I mean, I like Tiny Toon, too, but the fact that South Park is still going after 25 years, I mean, that says something.
Yep.
Rick, now we'll go to you. South Park or Tiny Toon Adventures, which one did you like better and why?
I probably have to go with South Park, too, just because they definitely do push the boundaries. They keep going. They are not afraid to write an episode and kind of just speak their opinion of them.
Yeah.
Although,
Tiny
Toon, they're definitely very edgy.
Yeah. I mean, and here's the thing, and no disrespect to Tiny Toon Adventures, because it was a good show. I enjoyed it when I was a kid, but South Park is just, they are people that, like, they write in a, they do not care. If they offend somebody, they keep going. And like Sean said, they have survived every lawsuit that has been thrown at them. And they'll just keep going. They really are, we talk about internet trolls. They really, to be honest with you, they love to troll people themselves.
Yeah,
and I think
true.
It's hilarious.
Yes, they do.
Stevie, which one did you like better and why? Or go ahead, Sean, I'm sorry.
Just the accomplishment, like, their successes in Broadway plays, too.
Yeah. And the fact that they have been renewed for six more seasons, and I believe 14 more, specials.
But then they also had that one movie, what was it,
Bigger, Longer, and Uncut?
No, it was like a cult. It was like a string figure movie. America, fuck yeah, coming to save the day.
Oh,
Team America or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that was just a wild one.
Yeah, but, so, Stevie, which one did you like better and why?
It's hard to pick one because I did watch some of South Park and I did watch some of Tiny Toon Adventures. So if I were to pick one, it'd probably be South Park. That's the cartoon I would go with.
Okay. All right. Eric, which one did you...
South Park is it? Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say the same thing I've been saying to everybody else, but go ahead.
South Park, because it's a classic cartoon.
Okay. And, it's also the favorite of many mutual friends of you and I.
Yes, very much so.
Yeah. One mutual friend of ours you won't even be in the same room with unless you're getting paid, but that's another story. But anyway.
Okay.
I don't know. Is she even listening? Did you tell her about that we were doing this?
I haven't seen her since last week.
Okay.
We haven't been on the same schedule.
All right. And I'm sure that's disappointed you severely. But if South Park goes far in this thing, you could tell her that, we did nothing but talk good about it. All right. So is everybody just in the agreement that South Park's moving on to the next round?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Follow me.
Okay, this one is interesting because, to be honest with you, I actually, well, one of them I did enjoy like the first like 10 or 11 seasons of, but then it just got dumb, and the other one I just really didn't like at all. We have number 8 Freakazoid, number 8 seeded Freakazoid taking on number 25 seeded Family Guy. I think these are both stupid cartoons, so I'm just going to be the one to make the final decision here. Rick, we'll start with you. Which one did you like better and why?
I never really cared that much for Freakazoid, but I absolutely despise Family Guy, so I'm going to go with Freakazoid based on that. It's just too much like the fucking Simpsons, and Seth MacFarlane just feel that he takes all of his ideas and everything else and just puts his own little foot on it. It's still way too reminiscent of what he's actually ripping off.
Right. Yeah, no, I can definitely agree with that. Stevie, which one did you like better and why?
You know what? I'd probably go with Freakazoid because I didn't really care for Family Guy that much.
Okay.
So if I were to pick one, it would be Freakazoid.
All right. Eric?
Only because I never heard of Freakazoid and a little Family Guy, but I didn't care for either one. I probably watched like one or two episodes of Family Guy.
All right. Sean?
Freakazoid.
Okay.
Just because, I mean, yeah, Family Guy is kind of
stupid.
Yeah.
It's still going on, is it? Isn't it?
Yeah, unfortunately.
It's still a thing.
Okay. So let's just say, to kind of save a little bit of time here, let's just say Freakazoid's moving on. Is everybody okay with that?
Yep.
All right. Next up, the number 9 seeded Heathcliff taking on the number 24 seeded DuckTales. So I don't have Heathcliff's theme, even though, you know, I always thought it was catchy, but I do have a little bit of this one. If it loads. By the way, that was actually the DuckTales reboot theme song, but still, it still works.
Oops.
All right. Rick, we'll start with you. Heathcliff or DuckTales, which one did you like better and why?
I like DuckTales better. Some of the characters I just like a lot. I can't think of his name. He was the pilot.
Launchpad?
Yeah, there you go. Launchpad was awesome.
He was funny.
He was on sometimes coolestly, yeah.
Yeah. He was funny. And then, of course, he would move on to Darkwing Duck. But Launchpad I always thought was hilarious. I liked the whole premise of DuckTales. I mean, I was a huge fan of Heathcliff, too, but a lot of people, I think, say that Heathcliff was just kind of a ripoff of Garfield. But
maybe.
But, yeah, no, DuckTales. Because, obviously, DuckTales was popular enough, you know, they rebooted it, obviously. So it still has that following. But, all right. Stevie, which one did you like better and why?
If I were to choose one, I would choose DuckTales. because I watched more of DuckTales than I did of Heathcliff. So I would pick DuckTales for sure.
Okay. All right, Eric?
DuckTales. I don't think I ever heard of the other one, but I was thinking DuckTales because I didn't actually watch that a little bit.
Okay. Well, I mean, quick cheap plug here. Heathcliff is on Paramount Plus.
Okay.
All right, Sean?
DuckTales. I haven't heard of the other one either, so.
Yeah. Well, that was, again, that was way before you were, I think the only one of your brothers that actually, like, may have even heard of Heathcliff, Heathcliff might be actually be your older brother, Daryl.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, well, I say
it's
that
to come out.
It came out in 84, and I think Daryl was, I was born in 86, and I know Daryl's actually 3 years, Daryl's the only one of your brothers that's older than me.
Yeah, he was in 83.
Yeah, so.
Oh, wow.
I mean, I don't know
another
if he would
quick
actually.
Thing is, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm probably only going to be able to make it until the end of this first round.
That's fine.
Okay.
Just as long as nobody comes on the show and asks, how much longer?
No, I just have stuff to, get done before it gets too late here.
Okay, yeah.
But I have a winner. I will give you guys a winner before I leave.
Okay. All right. So is everybody okay with DuckTales moving on to the next round?
Yes.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. All right. Next up, we have the number 10-seeded Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and the number 23-seeded SpongeBob SquarePants. All right, Rick, we'll start with you. Which one did you like better and why?
I'm going to have to go with the turtle because it's a freaking turtle. And
yeah.
I really didn't care for SpongeBob.
I couldn't stand SpongeBob myself. Obviously, yeah. You know, I mean, Rick, well, I think everybody on this panel knows, but Rick, you definitely know how big of a fan I am of the turtles.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, mainly definitely. Cause,
yeah. Well, Rick definitely knows because Rick has actually known me longer than you have.
I mean, yeah, obviously.
Yeah. Rick, do you still have parties at your house?
Really anymore, no.
Hey, because I was going to say, do you still make that Ninja Turtle drink?
I don't remember.
Oh, wow.
Make that. Yeah.
You don't remember ever making that?
No, I remember making it. I don't remember exactly what goes into it. I know it's I know it's one of the green Hawaiian punches and I believe the vodka, but it's been so damn long.
Yeah. I just remember at one of the parties at your house, it may have been the party where I was on the floor the entire night. Just one of you guys having this big ass fucking, it looked like a pitcher or something of the Ninja Turtle drink.
Possibly.
I mean, I really don't remember what it tastes like. I really don't remember much of that one party to begin with because, like I said, I was on the floor crying like a baby. But anyway.
Oh, wow.
Don't ask. All right, Stevie, which one did you like better and why?
I like Ninja Turtles better because I grew up watching that cartoon and I was definitely a fan of the Ninja Turtles, so I would choose Ninja Turtles.
Okay. All right. Eric?
Ninja Turtles, not even close. I couldn't stand SpongeBob. I never knew why it was so popular. I just didn't get it, but it is what it is.
Sean.
Ninja Turtles.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, obviously, yes, Ninja Turtles, in my opinion, is a better cartoon. I couldn't stand SpongeBob either. Everybody okay with Ninja Turtles moving on to the next round?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. All right, yeah. Moving along real quick here. The number 11-seeded Batman, the animated series, taking on number 22-seeded Thundercats. To save a little bit of time, I am not going to play either song just yet. If they win, then I might. If they win the entire tournament, then I might. But, all right, Rick, we'll start with you. Which one did you like better and why?
Definitely gonna have to be Batman the Animated Series because I've never really seen Thundercats, but I've always been such a huge fan of Batman, and that is probably one of the best animated Batmans I've ever seen.
Oh no, I 100% agree with you. When we did the cartoon tournament last year, I watched a little bit of Thundercats because they made the countdown, and I couldn't stand it. Like, I did not see the appeal in that cartoon, but Batman, I always loved. I loved it when I was a kid. I watched a few episodes, a couple months back. I think it's great. So obviously that's where my vote's going to lie. Stevie, which one did you like better and why?
I never really watched the Thundercats that much. The only cartoon I watched was the Batman animated series. So if I were to pick one, it'd be the Batman animated series over the Thundercats.
All right. Eric.
Batman, because it's Batman. And I like Batman. Probably my favorite superhero.
Right. All right. Sean.
Definitely Batman.
Okay. All right. So everybody okay with Batman moving on?
Absolutely.
Yep.
I'm good.
Yeah.
All right. Now, number 12-seeded Ren and Stimpy taking on number 21-seeded Powerpuff Girls. You talk about another cartoon, opposite ends of the spectrum. Rick, which one did you like better and why?
I think Powerpuff Girls. I really wasn't that much in the Ren and Stimpy.
I thought Ren and Stimpy was absolutely disgusting. So
a little bit, but I don't know. I'm gonna have to add it to the Powerpuff Girls.
Yeah, I'd probably say Powerpuff Girls myself. All right, Stevie, which one did you like better and why?
I didn't really care for Ren and Stimpy, so I would pick Powerpuff Girls. That's what I would go with.
All righty. Eric?
I go with Powerpuff Girls. I think I saw Ren and Stimpy more, but Powerpuff Girls was more better.
Okay. Sean?
I saw more of the Powerpuff Girls, so I'll go with Powerpuff Girls.
Okay. All right, so obviously everybody's okay with them moving on?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, beautiful. All right, number 13-seeded Goof Troop taking on number 20-seeded Rugrats. Rick, which one did you like better and why?
Ooh.
I'm going to have to go with Rugrats. The amount of adventures they were able to get into being babies.
Yeah, I can agree with that. So, and it was funny. I was actually watching a couple episodes of this earlier, and I mean, as much as I love Goof Troop, because I always thought the theme song was catchy, I mean, I'll myself say Rugrats, I think, was better just because, again, like you said, Rick, just the amount of, things they were able to do you know, and, you know, the little babies going on all these adventures. Like, that was kind of cool, to be honest with you. Rick, did you ever watch the movie?
Yeah.
Did I ever watch what?
The movie.
Yeah, I watched the movie.
Okay.
Wasn't there like two or three of them?
I remember the Rugrats movie and then Rugrats Go to Paris. I don't know if there was a third one or not.
I remember the Paris one. I don't remember the other one.
Okay. All right, Stevie, which
that's
one did you like?
They,
or go ahead, Rick.
Kenny.
Huh?
Yeah, because the Paris one is where they got Kenny and Chucky's dad. Can't think of...
Oh, okay. I'll actually have to see if I could go back and watch that. All right, Stevie, which one did you like better and why?
I like the Rugrats better, to be honest. So I would go with Rugrats for sure.
Eric.
I'll say Rugrats because I watched that more.
Okay.
And as you guys said, I think it was more entertaining.
Right. Yeah, I can agree with that. Sean.
Rugrats.
Okay.
Didn't they also, they crossed with another show, didn't they? Or like a movie? Wild Thornberries?
Well, the Wild Thornberries, right?
I think so. Because
yeah.
They did the
Rick,
Tokyo one.
Rick, is that the third movie
you
were talking about?
It might be. I don't remember. I vaguely recall a third movie, but I could be confusing that with something else.
All right. So is everybody okay? Everybody's cool then with Rugrats moving on to the next round?
Yeah.
Yes. Yep.
Yep.
All right. Number 14 seeded Justice League Unlimited versus number 19 seeded Dexter's Laboratory. Rick, which one did you like better and why?
I like Dexter's Lab better. It was always fun watching CD annoy the hell out of Dexter. Just getting in his lab for every single episode and just breaking something or smacking with something.
Yeah, she was an annoying pain in the ass, but I always enjoyed, like, you know, just watching her just annoy the shit out of him, because I could kind of feel for Dexter, you know, having a sister myself. Justice League, I like Justice League too, you know, because obviously of the superheroes, because, you know, a lot of my favorite superheroes are in that show. So, all right. Stevie, which one did you like better and why?
Justice League. I mean, that'd be the cartoon I'd pick, really.
I'll go with Justice League.
Okay.
I didn't watch either one, but I'll go with Justice League.
Okay. Sean?
Dexter's Laboratory all day.
All right. So now we got another split. I mean, I like both shows, but to be honest with you, if I don't move Justice League on to the next round and my brother listens to the show, he's going to beat my ass. So I'm going to say Justice League Unlimited is going to move on. So we finally had another split. Is everybody okay with them moving on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Number 15 seeded Smurfs taking on the number 18 seeded Simpsons. Rick, which one did you like better and why?
Well, I'm going to have to say the Simpsons. I really never watched any of the Smurfs. But Simpsons is just a classic. I mean, it's been on, what, 30 seasons now or 29 seasons, something like that?
Yeah, it's on South Park.
Yeah, they gotta be hitting. I think they're on like 33.
Are they? Wow. Let me look it up.
I think so. Wow. Alright, well,
we get early
90. No, 89 was their first season.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool.
Alright. Stevie, which one did you like better and why?
I didn't really watch much of the Smurfs, so I would go with The Simpsons.
Okay.
Because I watch more of that, so.
Okay. Eric.
Yeah, I'll say The Simpsons. I used to watch that all the time, so every Sunday. And you were right, it is 33 seasons.
Okay. All right. Sean.
I'll go with The Simpsons.
Okay. I mean, I do agree with that just because of the longevity, and I do think that, I was a fan of the Smurfs, but like, and I'm not necessarily a fan of the Simpsons just because of the popularity and the fact that they're still going. Obviously, Simpsons are better. So is everybody okay with the Simpsons moving on?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. The last match in the first round, number 16 seeded Courage the Cowardly Dog taking on number 17 seeded X-Men the Animated Series. Rick, which one did you like better and why?
I'm going to have to go with Courage. I didn't really watch a ton of either show, but I definitely watched more Courage than I ever watched the X-Men.
Okay.
Just kind of enjoyed, you know, watching her save the old man, even though the old man always just call him stupid dog.
Yeah. I mean, I like both shows, but Courage to me was funny just because of the dynamic between Courage and the old man, because Eustace, you know, again, he would always be mean to the dog, but the dog would usually save his ass.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, Stevie, which one did you like better and why?
I'd rather go with X-Men Animated Series because I like that cartoon better. So I would pick that.
All right. Eric?
X-Men. I never watched the other ones. I probably watched a little bit of X-Men and plus the name. So,
all right, Sean.
I would have to go with Courage just because I watched that more. I found it more interesting, to be honest.
Okay. All right. Even though X-Men: The Animated Series came in at number one on the top 10 greatest cartoons countdown that we did last year, I'm gonna go with Courage. I like both shows, but I really liked the Courage and, you know, the premise and the dynamic that he had with the old couple. So I'm going to say Courage moves on. Stevie and Eric, are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Sean, we're at the end of round one. Do you have to go?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Thank you for having me on.
You're welcome.
I also want to predict that South Park makes it to the finals, and I hope they win it.
Okay. Well, we'll see. We're going to try to blow through this because we got about 34 minutes left before Blog Talk kicks us off the air.
I wish you luck.
Thanks.
All right. Thanks, guys. Have a good night.
All right. You too, Sean.
You
thanks
too.
A lot, buddy.
Bye, Sean.
All right. So let's start off with round two. Going to get everybody's opinions real quick, so we'll have to blow through these next couple of rounds. Jetsons and Flintstones, which one should move on to the next round? Rick?
Probably the Flintstones, I would say.
Flintstones?
Yep.
All right. Stevie?
I like them both. Flintstones is probably the better show.
Right.
I would say that the Jetsons.
All right. Eric?
Flintstones.
Okay.
All right, I'm just going to say the Flintstones because I think the Flintstones were the better show of the two. I mean, yes, I like the Jetsons as well, but Flintstones, obviously, like I said earlier, are tops, or, you know, are like, they're in like my top two. The only cartoon I like better than that is Ninja Turtles. So Flintstones is going to move on. Everybody okay with that?
Yep.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Kim Possible versus the Animaniacs. Which one should move on, Rick?
Animaniacs.
Okay. Stevie?
Kim Possible.
All right, Rick? Or, I mean, not Rick, Eric?
Kim Possible.
All right. Rick, I hate to do this to you again, even though we've done it to you about six times already. I'm going to say Kim Possible. Again, I think I thought it was a tremendous show. I was not necessarily a fan of the Animaniacs. So I'm going to say Kim Possible is going to move on here, which is going to hurt my feelings because that means that they're going to face the Flintstones in the next round. So having a pick there. So, all right. Everybody okay with Kim Possible moving on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Except for Rick's probably going to cry after we get off the air. All right.
Just a little.
Yeah. All right. We got Freakazoid and the Real Ghostbusters. Rick, who should move on?
Real Ghostbusters.
Okay. Stevie.
Real Ghostbusters.
Eric?
Ghostbusters.
All right. So, Real Ghostbusters obviously going to move on. Yes, I think they're definitely a better cartoon than Freakazoid. Freakazoid only moved on to this round because we all hate Family Guy. All right, next up, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Scooby-Doo. This is going to be difficult. So, Rick, we're starting with you again.
I'm going to have to go Scooby-Doo.
Oh, my heart just broke. Stevie?
This is a difficult decision, so I'm going to have to go with... It is. I'd have to say Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
All right. Eric?
That's the obvious choice.
It's going to break my heart. I'm going to say Ninja Turtles.
Oh. The thing is that... As much as I love Ninja Turtles, Scooby-Doo, I think, is the better cartoon.
Okay. Then we can move that on.
So, I'm going to say, again, just so, you know,
you're
we all
don't
hang up on Rick again here, I'm going to say Scooby-Doo.
I mean, it's fine. It's turtles. I know how much you love turtles.
Yeah. I mean, I can't believe I'm doing this, and all the other Ninja Turtle fans that I know are going to, you know, probably come after me with pitchforks and torches again. But
I'm sure there's Scooby-Doo fans, too.
You know, I am a Scooby-Doo. Well, obviously, I'm a Scooby-Doo fan. I'm moving them on. But moving on, we have – huh?
I like both. I mean, it was a difficult decision, so.
Yeah.
But, you know what I mean? I went with Ninja Turtles.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it was a difficult decision for everybody. I mean, it's definitely a difficult decision for me. But, you know, Scooby-Doo, I think, is a better cartoon, even though they're both still very popular. All right, but moving on, probably another one that's going to be difficult, especially for myself, Batman the Animated Series and South Park. Rick, which one's moving on?
I'm going to say South Park.
Because of what?
Just because they've been just a consistent show for the past like 20-plus years.
Yeah. All right,
not
Stevie.
Batman hasn't had much difference.
Yeah. No, I agree with that, Rick.
I would say South Park.
Okay.
Eric?
Sweep it. South Park.
Okay.
I want to see South Park with Simpson, so.
All right. South Park is definitely moving on. Because I would say South Park myself, even though I do love Batman, the animated series. All right. Justice League Unlimited and DuckTales. Rick, who's moving on?
DuckTales.
All right. Stevie.
DuckTales.
Eric?
Justice League.
You bastard. You know what? I'm gonna say this, and again, I love the Justice League. Obviously, we moved them over to Dexter's Laboratory, but I'm gonna say that it stops here. DuckTales is moving on. I just think, you know, it's a better show. I mean, again, you know, Justice League is Justice League just because of all the superheroes involved. But DuckTales made our countdown last year. Justice League did not. So I'm putting DuckTales over here.
Fair enough. I just didn't want to get swept, so that's why I said just
the thing. You don't want Daniel to beat your ass. That's the thing. The other two don't give a shit because Stevie barely ever sees him because I don't see. Stevie and I can never get together when I'm home, and Rick only sees him once a year. And Daniel will have forgotten about this by the next time we go home.
Yeah, Daniel likes me better anyway, so.
He likes you better than me.
I know, but I guess.
Anyway, moving on. We have The Simpsons.
I haven't seen him this week, so.
Yeah. We have The Simpsons and The Powerpuff Girls. Rick, which one moves on?
I'm going to have to say The Simpsons just because of their longevity.
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Stevie?
I would say The Simpsons.
All right. Eric?
Definitely The Simpsons because it's a legacy. It's classic. Right up there with stuff.
Definitely agree with that. All right. Simpsons is going to move on. And the last match of the second round, we have Courage the Cowardly Dog and Rugrats. Stevie, we'll start with you this time around, mainly because I said your name first. Who moves on?
Rugrats.
All right. Rick?
Rugrats.
All right. Eric?
Sweep it.
Rugrats?
Yep.
All right. That concludes the second round. We're going to get into the third round. And let's start it right off. Round number three, we have Kim Possible and the Flintstones. Rick, who's moving on to the semifinals?
Flintstones.
All right, Stevie.
So where are the cartoons again?
Kim Possible and the Flintstones.
Another difficult decision. I would probably say the Flintstones.
Okay. Eric.
Flintstones.
All right. Yeah. Kim Possible went pretty far in this thing, but yeah, like you cannot surpass the Flintstones, I don't think. I mean, a couple of them on this list still might, but we'll say the Flintstones here. All right, The Simpsons and The Real Ghostbusters. Rick, who's moving on?
The Simpsons, just because I've watched more Simpsons than I watched Real Ghostbusters.
All right, Stevie?
Okay. So what are the cartoons again? I'm sorry.
Do you not listen to this show?
No, I know. I just
it's the Simpsons and the real Ghostbusters.
I'm sorry. I'd probably go with the real Ghostbusters.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. You're good. All right, Eric.
Simpsons.
All right, I got to go with the majority here and say the Simpsons, again, just because of the longevity. I mean, I love the real Ghostbusters too, but Simpsons are just, again, it's because Eric said it earlier, legacy. And just because of how long they've been around. All right, we have Rugrats and Scooby-Doo. Oh, God, this just gets harder. Rick?
Scooby-Doo.
All right. Stevie?
Scooby-Doo.
Eric?
Scooby-Doo.
All right, well, I guess it wasn't that hard. All right.
Rugrats had your run.
Yeah, they did. All right, Scooby-Doo moves on. And last match in the third round, we have, again, going back to opposite ends of the spectrum here, DuckTales and South Park. Rick, who moves on?
South Park.
Okay. Stevie?
South Park.
Eric?
Sweep it. South Park, same thing as the Simpsons, legacy.
Alrighty. All right, we're in the semifinals. We're down to the final four. So, all right, let's just start it off. We have the Simpsons versus the Flintstones. Oy vey.
Oh,
this
boy.
Gets harder. Eric, you know what? Let's get Rick a reprieve here. Eric, let's start with you. Who's moving on?
Simpsons, because it's still going on, legacy, as I said before, and yeah, I think it's starting to become more of a legacy than the Flintstones.
Okay. Rick?
I'm going to say the Simpsons, just like you said, legacy.
All right. I mean, that's basically what it's coming down to, but Stevie?
I'm saying Simpsons.
All right. Flintstones had a good run. But they gone. The Simpsons are moving on. All right. Oy. Again, another difficult decision. South Park and Scooby-Doo. Rick, who's moving on to the final?
Oh, boy. I'm going to have to say Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, I mean, this should actually be the final, to be honest with you. But
I disagree with that, but.
You don't think it should be the final?
I think it should be Simpsons and South Park. Well, I just gave away my answers.
Well, all right, so you're saying South Park. Rick says Scooby-Doo. Stevie, where do your loyalties lie here?
Well, my loyalty lies on Scooby-Doo.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so I got to kind
of... And I'm more of a Scooby-Doo fan.
You're more of a Scooby-Doo fan?
I know South Park... Yeah, but legacy, again.
Well, Scooby-Doo still got a pretty good legacy. I mean, they've had like 55 different spinoffs. Well, not that many, but they've had so many spinoffs. They're still a very popular brand to this day. I mean, that's what you got to think of, too, is that, yes, South Park is still going, but in some ways, so is Scooby.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
And it's a hard decision, so...
I know it's a hard decision. I'm having a heart attack over here. So, I mean, my blood pressure is pretty much going up.
Oh, boy.
And trust me, I, again, Eric, you and I have mutual friends that are huge fans of South Park. However, I don't think they're going to get mad at us for putting Scooby-Doo in the final.
That's fair.
I mean, I really don't have to work with any of them anymore. You do, so. But they can never really get mad at you anyway. You're too adorable.
Aw, thank you.
No problem. But I gotta give it to Scooby-Doo here.
I understand that.
Yeah. All right. We're at the final. We can spend a few more minutes on this because we do have about 17 minutes and change before we get kicked off the air. So
you can play both music if you want.
You don't have The Simpsons on here, though.
I thought I did. Hold on.
Hold on. Did you add it and I didn't even know?
Yeah.
No, I don't see it.
Okay, I saw it.
It's okay. But, all right, so The Simpsons and Scooby-Doo, this is the final. All right,
oh,
Rick.
I found it.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
All right, play it.
Thunder Rugrats.
And then let's go, let's play the
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, we got to play him too.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I got it.
Kind of.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, where are you? We got some work to do now.
All right, so Rick, we'll start with you. Scooby-Doo and The Simpsons. Who do you think should get the win in this tournament here? Which one did you like better?
I'm gonna have to say Scooby-Doo, just because it was such a big part of my childhood.
I think it was a big part of everybody's childhood, though, right?
True. Well, not many people ever met that didn't like Scooby-Doo.
And they're still on. They're actually still on Boomerang too.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
You can find Scooby just about anywhere. He's on HBO Max. He's on Boomerang. They've had so many iterations of it. I mean, I love a pup named Scooby-Doo.
Oh, heck yeah.
Okay. So, Scooby-Doo and The Simpsons, again, we're looking at two different sides of the spectrum almost. Again, except for Simpsons isn't as raunchy as like a Family Guy or Simpsons. Or Family Guy or South Park.
But yeah. Scooby-Doo. Not what it used to be.
Right. And Scooby-Doo, though, a lot of kids, I believe, wish they would have had a dog like Scooby.
Yeah.
And so they're just, again, you know, we talk about, again, the legacy. Eric, you keep bringing it up. You know, legacy. And the Simpsons, they have a great legacy, but Scooby-Doo does too, to be honest with you.
Yeah, it does.
And it still resonates with kids to this day. And think of, like,
yeah,
I think it was like 98 through 2001 when they had all those direct to video releases, those home video releases. Scooby-Doo and Zombie on Zombie Island, Scooby-Doo and the Cyber Chase, Alien Invaders. I think there was a couple more that I can't remember off the top of my head. Rick, if you know what they are, you know, you can help me.
I really didn't care for the newer stuff they did with Scooby-Doo, so I don't know any of the newer, a lot of the newer things. I know Zombie Island, I watched it. I liked that one, but yeah, like any of the stuff they did, like, after post-2000s, I really didn't care for any of that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, the ones I named, Alien Invaders, Cyber Chase, and Zombie Island, I thought were really good. Whatever they did after that, yeah, I wasn't really a fan of, but I did like those. You know, I had a talking Scooby-Doo doll when I was, actually, I didn't get it till I was a teenager, but still, I had a talking Scooby-Doo doll.
Nice.
So,
I got a little thing on my desk with my dog teeth in it. It says Scooby-Doo,
right?
Or the Scooby-Doo is not Scooby snack out, so.
Yeah. All right.
I wonder how many people name their dog after Scooby.
I'm sure there was a few, but Stevie, we'll bring you in here. Simpsons or Scooby-Doo, who should win this thing and why?
Scooby-Doo. I grew up watching Scooby-Doo, and like I said, my loyalty is on Scooby-Doo. Right. So I would go for Scooby-Doo for sure.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, and again, to give credit to The Simpsons, though, The Simpsons have been around, again, for so long that, yes, and again, we'll keep saying it because, you know, Eric, you brought it up, legacy. But, again, Scooby-Doo, because, again, we're talking about cartoons, Scooby-Doo probably is the king of, like, the, especially the old-school cartoons.
Yep.
Because that's what everybody grew up watching. And I'm not going to disrespect The Simpsons here because I do like Homer Simpson. I, of course, you know, can kind of relate to Homer Simpson with my, you know, love of donuts. But, again, Scooby-Doo versus Homer Simpson, there's no contest here. It's got to be Scooby.
Oh, definitely.
Eric, what are your thoughts on it?
I like both shows, but I'm more biased to Scooby-Doo. And I think it's perfect because tomorrow's Halloween, too, so it kind of ties into that, too.
Yeah, because it's almost a given that more people are going to be dressed as Scooby-Doo, or more kids are going to be dressed as Scooby-Doo than they probably would be dressed as Homer Simpson, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
I think so.
Yeah. So, again, I mean, I'm just going to say that Scooby's going to win here, which does not surprise me. I mean, and this was kind of fun to do. I know we had to rush through a couple of rounds because, you know, we were kind of running out of time. But I do feel like we did give each cartoon justice. And
oh, definitely.
We are going to be doing more of these tournaments, like, in the future. I might shorten them up, though, and do, like, either an eight cartoon tournament or, like, 16 maybe. 32 may have been a little much.
I do have an idea. I have one idea I'll text you about.
You want to text it to me, or do you want to just bring it up on air and we can plan it?
I was thinking characters, like the main character from each cartoon tournament.
Okay. I mean, yeah, we can work on that. We can do that, you know, somewhere down the line. I mean, I would be down for that. I mean, would you guys want to, you know, participate in something like that?
Yeah.
I'd be down. Hopefully, do something interesting.
Yeah. I mean, and this is interesting because, again, we pick cartoons, and there's a lot of other cartoons we could have picked to partake in this. Okay?
Oh, yeah.
Which is why, like, this is another thing we will revisit, but, like, Scooby-Doo, and again, this is almost is kind of like a teaser to the debate show we're going to do, the Settle It in the Ring cartoon edition that we're going to do at the end of next month. November 27th is actually going to be the date, by the way, where we debate, you know, Scooby-Doo, Flintstones, and Jetsons, which one was better of the three. I mean, obviously, like, I know what everybody's going to say, but we are going to have somebody that will argue for the Flintstones, somebody that will argue for Scooby-Doo, somebody that will argue for the Jetsons. If I can find somebody to argue for the Jetsons, because to be honest with you, trying to find somebody that would argue for the Jetsons is going to be about as easy as finding a hooker that only costs $100 that has all her teeth and no chlamydia.
You can't find one?
I mean, not that I actually went looking for one. I'm just...
No, I mean, the Jetsons.
Huh?
I'm talking about the Jetsons.
Not a lot of people like it. I mean, out of all the people that I've surveyed so far, so which one they like better? Like, I'd probably say between 250 and 300 people, I maybe got 25 people that said the Jetsons.
Wow.
But.
Interesting.
But, yeah, so, like, does anybody have any... final thoughts? Rick, do you have any final thoughts on Scooby-Doo?
No, I think pretty much everything's been said that I had.
Yeah.
Okay. But do you think Scooby was a rightful winner of this thing?
Yeah, there were some tough choices in there, but yeah.
Yeah. I agree there were some tough choices. I mean, having to choose between Scooby-Doo and the Ninja Turtles, I've never had to go through anything so difficult in my life. but Stevie, you got any final thoughts on Scooby-Doo?
No. The only thing I could say is I'm a fan of the cartoon. That's about it.
Yeah.
I have no final thoughts on it.
Eric?
Not much to say. Scooby-Doo is the king of this tournament for this one. So,
yeah.
Congratulations to Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. We'll send him a trophy. but, yeah, no, I agree with Rick. There were some tough choices here. But Scooby-Doo obviously is the king. Again, you could go back to merchandise, you know, the following that he has, you know, all the, like I said, all the merchandise that came out, you know, always Scooby-Doo t-shirts, the dolls.
Bruce Nat.
Huh?
Bruce Nat.
Oh, yeah, the fruit snacks. There's actually Scooby-Doo graham crackers out there.
Yeah. It's probably cereal at some point, right?
There may have been. There may have been. So, all right, guys, I enjoyed doing this. We will do this again in the future. Rick, thank you
really
very
fun.
Much. I appreciate you taking the time to be with us here.
Yeah, you're welcome, bud.
All right, appreciate it, buddy. Stevie, always a pleasure.
Yeah, I enjoyed coming on. It was
we
fun.
Enjoyed having you, as always. Eric, of course. Thank you.
Thank you for
doing the seating for this.
Of course.
But again, this was very difficult, but I would say that Scooby-Doo is the rightful winner of this thing.
I just hope that fans of South Park and Ninja Turtles don't come after us with pitchforks and torches.
We should do a poll on Facebook for the last Final Four. See which one wins.
That's actually a pretty good idea.
See if we actually got it correct.
Yeah, I'll... You know what? I think I'll do that. I'll do that in some of the cartoon groups and a couple of the wrestling groups.
Yeah, the old school, especially the old school one.
Yeah. But all right, thank you guys. I appreciate you all coming on. This was a blast. Scooby-Doo, obviously number one.
Oh, definitely.
In all of our hearts. So, all right, thank you everybody for tuning in to Unscripted Unlimited. We will see everybody next week for the Big Brother House Guest Tier List. Everybody have a good night.
Yep. And have a good weekend. Have a safe and happy Halloween.
Yeah, happy Halloween, everybody.
Where are you? We got some work to do now.